Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, February the 19th, 50th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Fred Van Fleck from Eureka City Schools.
You are getting better and better at saying that.
Well, I'm just not spending as much time thinking about it, so I'm not locking up. So you're here not only on an off week.
I am.
But you also found somebody else who wanted to be here with you on an off week.
Yes, she does.
Now you're reading her cue cards, too. Well, why don't you introduce your bud?
Sure. I've got Jennifer Johnson here, who will be the new high school principal of Eureka High School starting on July 1st.
Ooh, balance scrape, balance scrape. So we'll talk about why Jennifer, why not somebody else? Talk to Jennifer about why Eureka High. And some of the other changes that are going on in the life of Fred Van Vleck when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Fred Van Fleck and Jennifer Johnson from Eureka City Schools. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Dwight D. Eisenhower. Quick, what years was he president?
After 44.
Before 2000.
Good, good. Good solid base for our principal now, yeah.
I
math. Yeah, a math track. Okay, fine. I wouldn't even bother asking Fred.
I said before 2000.
What century, man?
He was president?
52 to 60, guys. He started the NASA stuff. Our quote this afternoon from the general. You do not lead by hitting people over the head. That's assault, not leadership.
So, sound advice.
A little something for your wall now.
Put you got, it there.
You're almost got the title, huh?
Switching so, titles.
So for, what's going on here?
So lots of great new things happening in Eureka City Schools, and part of that is a transition of Jennifer from the principal of Washington Elementary to the principal of Eureka High School. And she was actually a math teacher at Eureka High School for 16 years.
That explains that history response.
Yes. Boom, yeah. Yes, yes, including leading what many people out there will recognize, the EAST program, and lots of positive things at Eureka High School before she went on to be the district instructional coach, and then most recently the
district in, what? So is that?
So we actually have a whole cadre.
I presume the spot is still there, but somebody is. Else is
There's
in it.
There's multiple people yes. there now.
What is a whatever that was?
District instructional coach. You want to answer? I'll
so
let you take
the
it.
Instructional coach really is focusing on best teaching practices, and then also with the implementation of the Common Core, the rollover from the current state standards to now the Common Core standards.
So you're like a sales manager for the teachers.
But, focused I mean, on instruction.
How to do or showing them what they have to do and how best to do it. Okay.
Plus, we have actually
that makes more sense in your title.
Two recent grants that we have several instructional coaches that are responsible for, and that's the Art Integration Grant, which is a K-8 integration of art into the classroom, $2 million grant, and then also a $3.5 million grant for climate and making a positive impact on school climate. Federal grants, both of those.
The climate just over the school?
That's correct. And I'm not referring to the rain clouds or the fog that we've been seeing recently. Although it's sunny out there.
Is this
right
the
now.
Culture of the school?
You got it, yes.
Oh, so it's mistitled then, too.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And the art is more than watercolors for the elementary school kids?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is.
And edible paste?
Yes, yes. And no rubber cement.
What?
Yeah, you actually can't even
what
have
happened?
School anymore.
Really, you can't?
No, you cannot.
It's not a hazardous material. Is it?
It's yeah, it is.
The because fumes. It's a hazmat?
The fumes.
Oh,
the fumes.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that may explain a whole lot from my background.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah. Well, Arcata can't, man. You get too lippy, I whip all kinds of things on you. So, Jennifer, principal at the elementary school level. Sounds like that would be manageable for a lot of folks. What's it really like?
Oh, you know, you never know the day you walk in what's going to happen that day. You have your calendar set, but you're kind of a little bit of everything as far as responsibility at the elementary because there's no vice principal. I do have a student service coordinator that's there to help, but anything from, we call it the other duties as assigned, so whether it can be anything from picking up the cafeteria to doing a teacher observation to working with students to dealing with mandated paperwork.
Oh, and I like the sigh there at the end, too. That was cool. But at the high school, does that give you more focus or more of the same stuff, just a factor of
Well, I'm hoping at the high school it's a little more focus on the vision of where the high school is headed. With the passage of Measure S, there's going to be a lot of construction at the high school. And then also we're looking at a dual enrollment program and expanding our options with College of the Redwoods. And as we move into the Common Core, this will be our baseline year for testing. So it'll be interesting to see the first year results and then build from there.
No truth to the rumor you want to dummy down the results this year so that next year you look much better.
After, we're going after for the it rain, at Washington this year, so we're ready.
Fred, what are your expectations from a principal?
Oh, wow. Hi, of course. Some of the things, you know, that Jennifer really brings to the table.
No, not specific. Just in general. What do you look for from a principal?
So what we need, so in general, if you're talking principals from K all the way through 12, you need a leader that the teachers are willing to follow and a leader that can bring the teachers and encourage them to take those risks and take their instruction to the next level inside the school. You need also not only a leader, but you need an effective manager because as Jennifer just alluded to a minute ago, there's all sorts of mandated paperwork that has to happen. And so not only do you need to lead with that vision of where you're taking your school into the future, you need to manage with that bureaucracy that unfortunately schools are. You have to manage the bureaucratical side of it as well. And so you put those things together and someone that kids like to hang around and be around and you've got yourself a good principal.
KINS News and Information Times 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Fred Van Fleck and Jennifer Johnson. Fred, before the break, you talked about what the principal's role is. During the break, I kind of came up with a working phrase from my simple mind of a business manager. A little bit of HR, but pretty much a business manager rather than as the team coach. Okay. So what attributes did Jennifer bring that's applicable to the high school that's a better fit than what she has at the elementary school level and has been successful in that setting?
I would add one more phrase to your term business manager. I'd also say the instructional manager as well. So
wasn't that the business you're in?
Sure. But when I think business manager, I think numbers.
Oh, you've been too close to that Trojan guy.
Yes, Paul. Yes. So and that's a great question because Jennifer has done a fantastic job at Washington Elementary, and it's actually a good promotion to go from an elementary school to a high school. Promotion in not because your principal is going to be a principal, a promotion in because of the level of responsibility. You're going from a single site with lots of little people and a different kind of staff, elementary teachers who teach the same group of kids all day.
And maybe a dozen teachers?
22.
Well, okay. It's actually, believe it or not, Washington is the biggest elementary school in the county, with roughly just about 525 students.
549.
I knew she was going to push in the 549, but it's
549.
Yes, it is bigger than Alice Burney.
Really?
Is.
Okay.
Yep. So, and then going to a high school, and it's interesting. Let me ask you a question. How big do you think Eureka High School is? I've been asking this question recently.
Let's see. It's a four-year now.
Correct.
And when I went through, it was 575. Winston's class was about 375. 1,300?
Yeah, 1400? You're not too far off. Most people say about 2,000. The reality
that
is...
That was the old days, man.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But the reality is Eureka High School right now, not including special education students, bounces on a day up and down below 1,000 students. So we're right at
how can 1,300 be close to 1,000?
Because it's closer than
2,000.
I was expecting you to say 2,000.
Cardinal numerals.
That's where a lot of people. And you know, the interesting thing is we're only 200 students away from what Arcata High School is. Fortuna, the high school district, there is about 1,000 students for the district, which includes continuation and some other programs. But the point that I'm making is it's had a dramatic impact on what Eureka High School looks like now. It's becoming one of the more traditional North Coast schools as far as size. But we still have that ability because of the way the campus is designed to have that big breadth of programs that are offered there.
That means you got a lot of classrooms.
A lot of classrooms, a lot of facilities.
Okay.
Yep, correct. And all the portables are gone because remember there was a lot, that whole parking lot in front of the gym was filled with portables at one time when we were over 2,000 students. So those portables have gone. We're back into permanent stick-built construction. But I'm going to circle back around to your question of...
Good, because I forgot it.
Your question of talking about why Jennifer moving from Washington Elementary to Eureka High School. And circling back around to that question, the difference, again, when she gets to the high school now, she's dealing with, instead of teachers teaching one group of classes, one group of students in a self-contained classroom, now she has teachers that are departmentalized. So teach English all day, teach ag all day, teach science all day, and have, you know, 150 different students walking through their classroom in any given day instead of the 28 or so that are in front of elementary student all day long. And then when you get the increased size, it comes with increased administrators on the campus, increased budgeting that you have to deal with.
The support staff is bigger.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with high school classes, they're much more expensive to run. Obviously, a welding class costs much more than an elementary second grade class as far as supplies and so forth that are inside the classroom. So it's just really the scope of responsibility that goes bigger, and you become the hub of the community and, of course, the thing that wags the dog sometimes, which we don't like it to, but it does, and that is sports.
You going to bring back Reuters buses? Okay, I guess not.
We'll have to wait for a proposal from student government.
She must remember some of those trips.
That's been a long time because I was there for 16
Some trips out
years.
Into the square where you got escorted in and escorted out. Yeah.
Yes, I remember when I was in high school some escorted trips.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, there was a reason why.
Yes, there was. No community shall be named.
Yeah. Don't have to. I just gave the Yeah. That math term thing, yeah. So as you're, Fred, from your perspective, and we'll get Jennifer talking after the break, is high school easier because of the additional support staff and single topic or maybe two topic teachers rather than having to be experts in five or six areas, well, quasi-experts in five or six areas instead of one or two? Or is there more pressure because of that higher profile? Because, you know, if the football team starts getting smacked, so are you. Or if they do very well, all of a sudden you're going to be walking on water. And then, you know, some of those outside pressures that don't exist at the elementary school level.
So from my perspective, the high school principal is, if not the, certainly one of the most difficult and challenging jobs in the district. And the reason for that is because when you have 1,000 students representing the greater Eureka area, you are touching pretty much everybody that's in that community. So pretty much everybody that lives in Eureka right now listening to this show is related to, in some form or another, a student at Eureka High School. And so everyone quickly develops an opinion of what the high school principal is like and quickly develops an opinion on how they should have answered that question or solved that problem that was out there.
KINS News and Information Times 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Fred Van Fleck and Jennifer Johnson from Eureka City Schools. Jennifer, why be a high school principal? I mean,
don't scare out.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it sounds like it's already been signed off. I would think that most people's tendency would be if you kind of got things together where you are. I mean, enough for somebody to say you're doing a good job. You want you. Okay, some kind of a why go through the headache and the heartache and the effort, and then why not just kind of stay and be there, be comfortable, and continue to prosper?
Well, I think mostly because I taught at Eureka High for so long. I was there for 16 years, and I really miss the high school environment, and that's always where I saw myself. In fact, I thought Fred was pretty crazy the day he asked me to be an elementary principal. But I have thoroughly enjoyed the elementary, and I'm very lucky to be at Washington. We have a great staff, great parents. So I feel like I've been able to grow as a principal in a really supportive environment and kind of get down all the technicalities and deal with the bureaucracy of it. And I think I'm ready to go back to the high school. And you cannot have the same conversation with a second grader as you can with a high school student. And that's part of what I really miss, is really watching kids take off and find their, you know, their love and where they're going to go, what they're going to do.
Or what they think they're going to do.
What they think they're going to do. I'm dealing with that with mine right now. So I have a senior. So it's good timing, too, because she'll be off to college. So.
Oh, fortunate for all. Is there that much interaction with the kids? I mean, is that what you see a principal, or one of the primary functions of a principal is to do that?
Well, I think you need to know not only your staff, but also the students. I mean, I feel like I have a pretty good working knowledge of the students at Washington and definitely have relationships with a lot of them. You know, those that I frequently see and even those that are just out on, that I never see in my office for any reason. So there's both groups. But
we won't say why she knows my daughter.
Yeah. but I think, you know, one of it, you also live it kind of vicariously through your staff as you're hearing stories about what the students are doing and where they're headed. And I know just at the last board meeting, we had a couple of the high school students come and present, and it was just amazing to watch them present. And they're headed off to state and national competitions. Then our student board rep, who's a kick, Jack, is always, you know, it's always great to live through. Yeah.
it's interesting for me. Because maybe I pay too much attention to some of the stuff that I read, but that there are profiles of people who are good in certain functions. You know, one of the things they talk about is don't take a good sales guy and make him a sales manager, because it's a different job entirely. Most principals come from the teaching ranks. So if you're a really good teacher, you might really muck things up to a fairly well trying to be a manager, because of the skill set differences and how you communicate and who you're talking to. Fred, when you were looking either for Jennifer or others in leadership positions, how do you do that? How do you look and say, good teacher, must be good principal, and not miss 80 or 90% of the time?
Well, it's interesting. When you think about a good teacher, I can really boil it down to three things that I look for when I'm hiring a teacher. One of those is subject matter expertise. One of those is pedagogy. Do they know how to teach? And one of those is a compelling nature. And the compelling nature is, do students really rally around you? And so if...
Positively.
Yeah, positively, yes.
Not with arrows and guns, no.
Not circle the wagons, but yes. Rally. So if you take that to the next level and you start thinking about the same thing with the principal, those skills still continue to carry on. So subject matter expertise about the level that you're at. Pedagogy is still important because as a principal, you need to know how to teach so you can actually walk the walk or talk the talk when you go out there and talk with teachers and work with teachers.
For commonality or for critique ability?
Both. Because it's hard. One of the things that's hard is if to teach somebody something that you don't know how to do yourself. And you get that instant credibility if you were a good teacher before. And teachers generally know who the good teachers are out there, especially now that teachers are visiting all other teachers' classrooms across the district. It's been very eye-opening for the teachers. And then finally, the compelling nature. But instead of having the students rally around you, it's getting your staff and your teachers to rally around you to do what's best for students. And that, of those three different areas, is the most difficult to find out there. Because
so with that, then, do you do the profile testing? Do you do principal for a day or for a week and see, you know, throw them in the shallow end of the pool and see what happens? I mean, how do you do it so you don't make the full commitment and go, oops? Well, and now you're in trouble.
So the great example of that with Jennifer, we'll use her as an example, is going through the instructional coach position, and that is actually taking that step away from the classroom and teaching the teachers how to teach. And so that's that first part of those three things that I was talking about and learning that area of being a principal. The next piece is generally you don't go from the classroom in California to being a high school principal because it's such a vast amount of responsibility that comes with being a high school principal. So she got to stick her toes in the water, using your analogy a little bit there, at Washington Elementary as far as making that transition into the high school level. And she's been tremendously successful and really had her staff rallying around her at Washington. They're very sad to see her leave, but happy for her at the same time that she's able to take on something that's been a dream of hers. So that's how we're able to assess those three different areas on how they're going to do when they move into the principalship.
So having been there before... And being gone, and hearing rumors, and seeing things. You know where I'm going with this one already. What do you see? What's on your list? What's your top five things? You know, I want to do. What are you looking at?
I think one of the most important things is the transition to the Common Core, really getting all teachers up to speed on the new expectations for the standards, because it's a huge shift, not only in content, but also in teaching strategies, really looking at research-based strategies. The district has district instructional norms that we've been working on for the last 2 years that were generated by a group of district teachers working with the instructional coaches. So focusing on that. Also, you know, with high school, it's really about being career and college ready. And there's a lot of changes coming at the state level on what that looks like and what the assessment may or may not look like. With some new bills that have been introduced with exit exam and math requirements. So really making sure that kids are ready to transition and have that fifth year plan. Having just gone through all the college applications and in the middle of financial aid with my daughter, you know, as a parent who understands how to navigate that system, I can't believe how difficult it is, you know, and really looking at kids and supporting kids who don't maybe have that support or knowledge base because they might be the first in their family to be going to college. So really kind of working with students on that fifth year plan, whether it's a career
Not fifth year of high school.
No, we want to keep our graduation rate up. But really that transition so that they can successfully transition out of high school into career, college, military, you know, really looking at a lot of options for students to have something.
See, I told you my math skills were short. We got two, and I'm going to allow that as five. KINS, plus or minus. KINS, News and Information Times 344. We'll be back with more from Jennifer Johnson and Fred Van Fleck.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 346. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Fred Van Fleck and Jennifer Johnson. Jennifer, for the regular public, that would be defined as those who don't have kids currently attending Eureka High, what are we going to see? What is the thing your first 6 months that we're going to see? Or will we see anything different?
I think the biggest difference is really getting all the positives that are happening at Eureka High out into the community. Whether it's kids out presenting at Rotary, Kiwanis, on the radio here, I can send you a few. But really
having...
I have
to keep dealing with the big one all the time.
I'll send kids with him.
Yeah.
But I think really people need to hear from the actual students what a positive experience and all the opportunities that are available at Eureka High as far as programs. We have a wide variety of career technical programs, AP classes, languages. We have students that travel every year, both within and out of the country for different, whether it's Spanish to Mexico or Germany. We have students that go to Belize for science every year. So I think there's a lot of exciting opportunities and the dual enrollment program coming up with College of the Redwoods, where more students will be able to get a head start on college credits, is also going to be coming out in the next 6 months.
Yeah, Damien fired up. He's trying to count to 10 over there. Sorry. I just saw the fingers going.
See, you should have asked him about Eisenhower because he's a social science guy.
Yeah, he would have nailed that one through the uprights, I know. Oh, Fred, what are you looking for from Jennifer?
Perfection, of course.
Yeah. But let's say by Christmas. Is that too early? Is that fair? How are you going to get a sense of we're on the right track?
So to answer the question straightforward, what I'm looking for her to do is to build a team at Eureka High School and get them all moving towards a common goal. What that goal is, I couldn't even tell you exactly what that is right now, but having the whole staff moving in one direction towards a common goal, common theme, and I think probably where that's going to circle around is what she was talking about earlier, and that's Common Core and the implementation of Common Core and the delivery of high-quality instruction inside the classroom.
But the community isn't going to understand that.
You're right.
Ask me about the community. The follow up from the outside looking in. What do you want the community to see in that first 6 months?
So I think she actually hit the nail on the head when she was talking about it just a second ago, and that is understanding all the positive things that are going on at Eureka High School. I'm going to speak candidly. Eureka High School hasn't always been known as the most community-friendly school around, and we want to work on that. We want to become known as a community-friendly school. We want to be known as a school where that is the school to go. We want to be known as, wow, look what's happening at Eureka High School.
I don't think you want it to be known as, wow, look what's going on. How about a little passion there, baby? Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Look what they're doing. Okay. Me and Eeyore, we're going to go outside now. Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll see if it's congratulations this time next year, too. Thanks for coming by, Fred.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.